The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela, welcome back. How you doing?
I'm doing well today, Gil. I am really enjoying my outdoor space at home lately. Our garden is in full bloom, and it is gorgeous. But I'll tell you, not only the flowers are blooming, but the weeds. I so dislike weeds.
Yes, there's the weeds. Just to make sure, even at this time, when everything is really starting to flower and it looks so beautiful, that there's still some work for you to do. So let's talk a bit about the yard and the landscape maintenance, the pruning, the lawn care, the weed killing. Tell me about all this.
Well, let's start with pruning, which is typically done in the spring and fall, but there are good reasons to do it in the summer, too. If your hedges are growing tall and looking ragged, you certainly don't want to leave that going on. If tree limbs are on weeping species start to touch the ground, that can lead to disease and insect infestation, so you want to be sure to deal with that. Or if you have your landscaping that's growing too close to the house, which could cause damage in high winds and direct moisture to your siding, always a bad idea. Or you have bushy shrubs and trees that are blocking sunlight and your view, then you definitely want to think about pruning in the summer.
Okay. So what are some of the premier principles of pruning practices?
Can you say that three times fast?
I don't think so. I think that was it.
If you're in a drought or a heat wave, you want to try to wait until the temperatures cool a bit, because the activity of pruning is very stressful for trees and shrubs. You never want to prune in the rain, which basically turns you into a human lightning rod. You want to make sure you let your landscaping dry out for at least 48 hours before pruning, and that's going to help you avoid any sort of fungal diseases that may be caused by the pruning. Deadhead perennials to get a continuous or second bloom out of them, depending on the perennial. Prune dead or diseased limbs and branches. It's important to do that quickly because you don't want the disease to spread, and you want to dispose of diseased limbs in plastic bags. You want to tie them up nice and tight. Now, when removing diseased branches, after you're done, be sure to scrub the tools and dip them into bleach, because you don't want to turn around and take, tools you prune something that's diseased with and then prune something healthy, because then you're potentially passing along the disease. When you're pruning weeping trees, you want to be sure to vary the length of cuts. It's kind of like giving them a haircut. You want some longer, some shorter, which creates kind of a feathered and more natural look in the weeping trees. At houselogic.com/radio, we have links to more information on pruning, including some of the tools you absolutely should have. One more thought. Generally, each plant is going to have its own particular pruning requirements. So if you're unsure, do an internet search on your particular plant or visit your garden center and talk to them about it.
All right, let's move down to the lawn then. What are some spring and early summer tasks that lawn lovers should be doing?
Aerating. Aerating is a big thing. This is where you punch small holes in your lawn so that water, fertilizers, and oxygen can reach those grass roots. Pick a day when the soil is a little bit damp, so it's soft, but not soaked, so the aeration machine can work really efficiently. You can rent these from machine places, or they actually have these things you can put on your shoes that have deep spikes in them, and you can, if you have a couple of kids, you can put them on their shoes and just have them run all around the lawn, and that'll aerate it.
Oh, great.
So, you also want to fertilize. In the northern third of the country, where winters are cold, you want to fertilize in the fall, because cool weather grasses go dormant over winter. For the rest of the country, you want to apply the fertilizer just as your grass begins its most active growth, which tends to be spring. You'll spend about $50 to $75 per application for an average quarter-acre lot.
And we're trying to avoid this, but you got to cut the grass, too.
You do, and it grows faster when it gets warmer. So you might need to cut more than once a week to keep up. Now, to keep grass healthy, mow often enough so you're removing no more than one-third of the grass blade. You don't want to cut too close to the bottom, because then you dry the grass out and it doesn't do well. This is also a good time to apply pre-emergent herbicides. What that will do is it'll help squelch crabgrass and other weeds, but won't kill existing plants and grasses. Once your soil temperature reaches about 58 degrees, the temperature at which crabgrass begins to germinate, it's time to apply that herbicide. Now, you can get a soil thermometer for about $10, $20. I bet you didn't even know they had soil thermometers, but they do. And if later you find weeds that have escaped the herbicide, remove them with a garden fork. That's the easiest thing to do.
And we don't expect you to remember all of this. And that's the good thing. You can find out about what Pamela's saying by going to houselogic.com/radio and follow House Logic on Facebook. Right, Pamela?
Yes, you can.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.